Thank you, Brother Dave. And thank you for getting everything set up. I had to go cross off half of my discourse on welcome because we're starting a little late. But, Brother, sincerely, welcome. We're so glad you're here. We've been looking forward to this since last year, and all of you from your home ecclesias who put on conventions know how important conventions are. You can't hear me. Well, that's okay. You're not missing much.
It doesn't go up or down either.
How's that? We work very closely together in Seattle, so this is great. According to Brother Jim Parkinson, his record keeping has told us that the Seattle Convention is the longest consecutively running Bible student convention in the United States. This is our 78th consecutive convention. And as our numbers dwindle every year, it becomes more challenging, but we have not come to the point of even considering not having a convention. So we're glad that you came here today. In 2000, the year 2000, after years of changing our theme text, we changed it again and we came up with Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And we have kept that as our convention theme text ever since. So this is the 19th year of that scripture. And it's a wonderful scripture, and you speak to the brethren. It's a favorite of many of the brethren. And it's interesting comment that Brother Russell makes on this phrase, his righteousness. And what he says about this righteousness is that it's the standard of perfect love toward God and toward men. And what comes to mind when I read that is the love of the brethren that gathers us together. And there are a lot of scriptures that talk about love. And we need to talk about love, brethren, especially in this world. You know, we're told that we're lights of the world, and we're lights of the world because of the love we share with one another and the Heavenly Father. Just some of the scriptures that come to mind. The 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Years ago, I remember Sister mentioned to me after there was a consecutive number of conventions. It seemed like everyone was talking about 1 Corinthians 13. And the sister came to me and says, "If I hear another discourse on 1 Corinthians 13, I'm going to scream." And I said, "Well, why would you want to do that? That's maybe the most important chapter in the Bible, because it's talking about love. And that's what brings us together. That's the most important thing that we have." That chapter ends with these two verses, verses 12 and 13. I'm going to read it from the Phillips. It says, "At present we are men looking at puzzling reflections in a mirror. The time will come when we shall see reality whole and face to face. At present all I know is a little fraction of the truth, but the time will come when I shall know it as fully as God knows me. In this life we have three great lasting qualities, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of them is love." And that's what we're told. The greatest characteristic is love. And that's the thing that we should seek first. And that's the core of this scripture that is our theme text. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The Apostle John also speaks about this love. In 1 John 4:7-11, this is also from the Phillips. And Phillips, like other translations, gives little captions to certain sections of Scripture. And to these verses, the caption is, "Let us love. God has shown us love at its highest." And I think that's what brings us together. This is the highest love we can attain. So this is what John 4:7-11 says. "To you whom I love, I say, let us go on loving one another, for love comes from God. Every man who truly loves God is God's son and has some knowledge of him. But the man who does not love cannot know him at all, for God is love. To us, the greatest demonstration of God's love for us has been his sending of his only son into the world to give us life through him. We see real love not in the fact that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to make personal atonement for our sins. If God loved us as much as that, surely we in turn should love each other." Now, those are powerful words. And what comes to my mind about that is We can't do it from long distance. I mean, we can, but that's why conventions are so important. To share this love, we need to look each other in the eye. And that's why we have conventions around this country, around Canada, around the world. And that's why Brethren attend, so we can look each other in the eye and say, I love you, and I share God's love with you. Now, starting in about 10 minutes, we're going to have some mini-talks on three feasts. And we're looking forward to that. And considering these feasts, I'm looking forward to the brethren who will present. But these three feasts were called the three pilgrimage feasts. They are the ones where God commanded Israel to go to Jerusalem to meet together. So there was a commandment for Israel to come together. Well, we have a commandment too. It's not this direct commandment because we're sons, not servants. But our commandment is meet with one another. So this is your pilgrimage this weekend to come here. God didn't demand it of you, but because you're one of the sons of God, you wanted to be here, and we wanted you to be here. So we look forward to that. The name of these in the Hebrew is Shalosh Regalim, and I'm sure I butchered that pretty well. But we know that everything that happened to Israel was an example for us. We're told that many times in the New Scripture, in the New Testament, that what God did for Israel, he did it for our example and our admonition. So if he told the Israelites, I want you to make a pilgrimage and meet with one another, the example for us is the same. We need to come together as often as we can. There are some that would like to have been here that can't, and we'll mention them during the weekend. But that's our heart's desire. And so that's why we're here, and we ask the Lord to be with all of us this weekend. We ask that he bless each one of you for your efforts to be here. Just a couple of housekeeping notes. This is the third venue in the last 3 years for the Seattle Convention. It's been suggested we change our name to the Seattle Nomadic Bible Students, but we don't want to do that. But we're happy to have you here. This place is a little bit different. All the meals will be provided by the class, and when we were discussing this year's convention last year, we started getting very nostalgic about conventions 30 and 40 years ago. We used to have brethren cook all the meals. We said, that would really be wonderful. Let's do that. Confession for all of us, that might have been a mistake. We'll see when the first meal comes up. But all the meals will be held downstairs, and please don't bring food or water or liquids upstairs, and especially into this room. We also will have coffee at all the breaks downstairs. There'll be coffee and little goodies during all the breaks. So if you like your coffee, everyone likes their coffee during the day, please go downstairs and help yourself.
That'll never work.
Is that better?
Excuse me, sir. I was just passing through.
So next year, we'll be back here, maybe, and we'll know the facility a little bit better. But brethren, we're very happy we're here. Please keep our theme text in mind. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness this weekend. And our prayer is that you take home some encouragement from being here. We pray that you feel closer to our Heavenly Father for being here. We pray that you leave here feeling closer to one another and to your brethren here in Seattle. We will certainly have fond memories of having you with us. And so I'm going to close and give the brethren a few extra minutes for their presentation. But again, welcome from all five of us here. Now, Dave, you asked for people to raise their hand. Maybe the Seattle class can raise your hand if you don't know who the Seattle class is. So there's one there and one there. All the sisters are down there and all the brothers are up here. I'm not sure how that worked out. So. Anyway, we're very happy to have you here. And the Lord bless you this weekend. Thank you.